Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Tom Fresh screams towards Cassidy, and I do not have a catchphrase.
Better get on that clam digging. Bloody clam digging.
What have we here?
Go fuck yourself. And I am a sports entertainer.
Hey, 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 it's Forbidden Door, baby.
Hey, I'm with your host. Hey, you're gonna get your ass kicked in fantasy, baby.
No, you won't, motherfucker.
I'm one of your hosts, Charlie, joined as always by the wonderful Duke. How's it going, Duke?
By the fantasy champion of 2026.
Oh, come on. You're dog water there, Chief.
Yeah, I got a Chief on my team there,
yeah,
Chief.
You little fucking, you little shitlet, huh?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, today we're doing
some homeboy coming back to the team.
Today we got some Forbidden Door predictions. So, yeah, we're going to waste no time. We're jumping right in, and we're going odds
first.
Let's
get right into the predictions.
So first off, we have Adam Copeland and Christian Cage versus the Matriarchy, Kip Sabian and Killswitch. Duke, who do you got in our return match for Killswitch? And
the first match of
Cope and Cage.
Yes. Do you think, okay, hey, are we going to give Cope and Cage a tag name? Maybe? Probably not. It's probably a little too late in the game for that, right? They can't call them Edge and Christian,
though. So their Wikipedia, it has their name already together like that, and it just links to Edge and Christian. If AEW gives them a name more than that, I don't know.
I don't really care. Just thought the pop in my head, because Cope and Cage just sounds a little bit, but whatever, you know? It's better. It's better than Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, which would just be too much to say. You know what I mean? Like, so
all caps Cope, and then an N, and then all caps Cage. Cope and Cage. That's what it should be.
That could work. It absolutely could work. And then Adam Copeland then theoretically cooked with the name, because it works better than if you had Adam and Cage, you know, like, anyway, when the Wonder Twins morph into Adam Cage, you know, then it's all over. But, you know, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I think Cope and Cage are winning here. I think it's the start of a beautiful tag run leading them up to maybe not winning the titles off of the Hurt Syndicate, but off of somebody potentially, you know, riding off into the sunset as the El Champions, you know, a la Sting and Darby, you know. Except Darby didn't retire, but, you know, whatever. I don't think Christian Cage is going to retire either when Cope does, to be honest with you. He's doing too well, you know, like maybe they do, but because they probably will retire together, but I don't know if it's like right away. Like he might be like, but I want one more shot at the world title, you know, like.
And look, I'm with you. I think I'm looking very forward to this match. We'll touch on next week, you know, about the whole angle that went down with Killswitch returning and how badass that was. I do think Adam Copeland and Christian Cage will win some matches, though. So
did you see what people on X were saying, bro? They fetified the AEW angle.
Oh, no. Here we go. This is a... I actually didn't see that.
That's fucking brilliant. Discourse every time they do something good is just hilarious. Like, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be so vindictive about it, but it's just funny to me sometimes, you know, like
it's too good. All right. Singles match for the AEW World Championship, Hangman Adam Page versus MJF. If Hangman is counted out or disqualified, he will lose the title.
Based on all the stipulations, he's gotta lose, right? Like there's no fucking, if MJF loses this,
Also should be noted, MJF doesn't have to use his contract.
Okay, so I guess in theory, he could still lose the match, then cash in, and he still walks out champion, right? And I think maybe that's maybe what they're going for, but I don't know. Maybe you just have him win, and he just sits on that contract. And is that stupid to do you think? I don't know. Like,
It honestly makes no sense. I've got, and you know what? I'll give this to their credit, because I actually do think MJF's going to win right now. So, and again, a week ago, I thought he had no chance of winning. So I'll give that to their credit, you know, for better or for worse. I got MJF.
Yeah, we thought we were just bumping off the contracts. You know what I mean? That's all what we assumed. Everyone thought that. And then AEW's like, nope, just kidding. And we're like, oh, okay, sure. We'll see what you got. I mean, MJF winning that title. I mean, we don't want it. We don't want Hangman to lose, but we can bounce it back and forth. We talked about this, you know, like
I wrote on Blue Sky, hot potato windbound question mark. I mean, I do think there's a couple things on the record book that want to try and jump past. So, I mean, it would make sense if you make MJF a 2-time champ and then Hangman a 3-time champ at All Out.
I'm not against it. I mean, we haven't had the title moving around a ton. It will make it feel like the title means a little bit more, too, because people are trying. It's super hard to keep, you know, like there's never been that aspect of the world championship. It's like once you climb that mountain, it's harder to get you off than hold on, Paulus. It's harder to get you away from the top than it is to, you know, like actually to get there. You know what I mean? Like if that makes sense, you know what I mean? Like it's more difficult to remove the guy that's currently on top than it is to actually be on top. And I don't want it to feel like that. I want it to feel like when you get up there, it's a fucking nightmare, you know, like.
As it should. Who do you got in this?
Oh, I think I have MJF cashing in.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a credit to them because I don't think either of us were picking MJF last week. So good on them for you know, pulling us in with that angle, if they will.
I think right? He beats him straight up like he would, right? If it was just a singles match, like if they had done the other way, right?
The DQ thing's fucking crazy.
Yeah, they get past that because the second match needs to not be that, right? You know what I mean? So, yeah. But then we have a normal match, but then MJF squeaks it out because he's beating the shit out of him, cheated, whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
and I'm sure I'll mention this on a review of Hangman Wins, but if he does win, he's got to stop getting bullied into these fucking stipulations. This is not his character.
This has to be just to get the slate clean and get him new challenges that he can face that have no like tie back to previous matches. Like that's all I can think. And I don't think that's what they're going for. I think this is just to prove a point, you know, like that MJF can win this title. Like, you know, like,
but he's just getting fucking bullied and it's crazy that they went that route.
Yeah, I know that might, we might just be getting played. It might just all be to just, you know, kind of take MJF. Like they might've pulled the trigger too early and given MJF that title shot. And they realized it maybe, you know, like, cause they want this Adam Page thing to have more length than they originally thought. Maybe, you know, like, I don't know. Or we already knew this cause we talked, it's so funny. We talked about this before Hangman even won the title, the possibility of MJF maybe winning the title off of him right away, which is kind of crazy that you could see it that far back. But I mean, it's not, you know, Tony Khan does love to plant his little seeds. I mean, we've been watching MJF fucking dog this guy for the last however long while he was on the run up, you know, so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, all right, Zack Sabre Jr., Nigel McGuinness, IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Who do you got?
Zack's unfortunately going to beat his ass, but it's going to be an awesome match.
Agreed, yeah. I think Zack wins. I don't have a terrible amount of confidence in Zack defeating Takeshita. But I do think Zach wins here. I'm looking forward to this one a lot. Singles match for the AEW TNT Championship. Kyle Fletcher versus Hiromu Takahashi.
This could be match of the night, and Kyle's retaining, but it could be absolutely match of the night. It should be a fucking awesome match.
Yeah, I don't think the odds are zero that Hiromu can't... However I'm trying to say this. I think Hiromu does have a chance to win based on this title specifically, flip-flopping a lot. But, yeah, I'm still taking Kyle. Four-way match for the AEW TBS Championship. Mercedes Moné, Alex Windsor, Persephone, and Bazilla. So, who is a German wrestler wrestling out of Stardom. I think Oscar Reeves takes this. I mean, you?
I mean, this is the thing. Like, if you ever want to get the title off of her, you're going to have to do it in one of these multi-person situations, I think. I don't think... Mercedes,
yeah, but
is
I don't think it's
going
to be any of these three.
No, what I'm saying is I think it has to be a situation like this, though. I think I've realized that now, realizing that, like, I think there are, like, maybe two women on the roster right now that could beat her straight up in singles. I think one of them is Athena, and I think maybe the other one is Toni Storm right now, you know? Like,
and that's why you make someone by beating her.
Yes. So,
and the perfect contender, and this is going to totally sound biased. But the perfect contender that she could totally make is Queen Aminata. Just especially based on how this year's gone.
They've had good matches before already in this run, and I think, I think I'm with you on that. So I got Mercedes retaining here, but I do think this is going to be a pretty solid match. Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, is this something else we should note too? Because again, I think I don't know how Tony Khan feels about a lot of this stuff, but I also don't think he's too subtle in replacing certain things. Jade Cargill's reign is only 57 days away. Yeah, I mean, is there any chance they don't want
to? The way she left was so shitty. I'm sorry. I know she's talented and this and that. But the way she left after she was treated like the fucking god of fucking women's wrestling, like, and then to see her not be treated that way in the other company is just kind of sad, you know, like.
Yeah. Because that was one of those things. It felt like everything was on good terms. Everyone was like handshaking. And then you get those interviews a couple weeks into the new, you know, WWE contract, and it's just completely bashing. And it's like, well, how does that make someone feel? I don't know.
I wonder if she just never had the respect of the other wrestlers. I mean, but that's never been a thing you couldn't overcome. I mean, look, I mean, Kurt Angle was an amateur wrestler, but like, she was a basketball star, right? So it's like, she could have used her athleticism and did to make herself look like a star. And it's just, for some reason, I'm guessing it just, I don't know. Maybe people were mad because she was getting a lot of opportunities, even though in their mind she wasn't as good as them. You know, like, I don't know. I'm not saying anything about her level of skill. Dude,
there's clear, definitely, you know, people that'll always be jealous of other opportunities being given. So,
or earned, it's so much to the point where now Tony Khan is hesitant to give out TV time to people unless they really need it for their what they're doing.
But I mean,
doing,
that reign only being 57 days away, and they already made sure, it's mentioned multiple times, of Okada already surpassed that reign. So I don't know. Again, I don't care about stuff like that, but I don't know if Tony Khan does or not. And it certainly feels
so
like...
Are they still counting this as a singular title reign for Okada? This isn't counting as a new title reign? Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
He's holding three championships right now. I just...
That is... Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. I, there's, you know... Whatever. We, you know... I guess on one end, they didn't delete the history, right? So if we want to look
I
at
suppose,
it like that...
but I mean...
Well, speaking of not deleting history... Oh, by the way, Koscar Reeves is Mercedes. I don't.
Just
in case,
history.
Just in
you
case people don't know,
croaked out before you, buddy.
Yeah, just in case people don't know, that is Mercedes. So we both got Mercedes. Timeless Toni Storm versus Athena. Is it time?
You know, here's the thing. I've been saying that for a long time now that Athena might be to the point where when she ascends, she just goes straight to the world title because she's so ready. You know, like.
And 188 days already for Timeless, by the way.
Yeah, so that's a good title reign for her. I don't know if it's her longest or not. I'm guessing not, because she had a pretty
281
decent...
for the first Timeless. Okay, and so... I imagine that's longer than.
Yeah.
Longest women's title reign is still Sheeta at 372.
That reign by Sheeta was generational. It's kind of crazy. But, I will say this. I want Athena to win this match, but I'm not 100% certain she's going to. You know,
this
like,
one's tough. This is the hardest one to call, I think.
So I'm going to root for Athena, and I think I'm going to predict her, but I don't know. I'm not 1,000,000% sold on it, because I think she's been so good this year. There's an argument you run it back next year, and then she wins it next year, you know? Not this match, but like her being... a main star on television. She just rolled into next year without her ever dropping off, you know. Maybe she drops the Ring of Honor world title either to Billy or to somebody like that at Final Battle, you know. And she fully moves into AEW and then wins the title.
Yeah.
If for some reason they're not wanting to do it right now. But I would do it now because she's as hot as she's ever been and she's over as fuck. The crowd seems to be really into what she's doing. She's vicariously gotten Billy like crowd reactions that she was maybe only getting in Ring of Honor before, you know, like, so I if there was ever going to be a time to do it, but at the same time, I'm like I said, I don't 1,000,000% know.
Yeah, look, I still think they, you know, if they would have pulled the trigger on Megan Bain, I still think there was a chance that is playing out very well in front of our eyes right now. I do think that was a very realistic opportunity. But as strongly as that was more of a, you know, let's make a big moment here. Let's kind of almost similar to I guess Hikaru Shida winning the belt or you know Thunder Rosa winning the belt. It was a well let's just send it and see what happens, right? Athena is a proven commodity. This puts her directly in the main event scene as the champion with both titles. What does this mean for Ring of Honor? I would like to see what that means. Yeah, I mean, Toni Storm.
Seemingly, the way they shoot Ring of Honor, it wouldn't be impossible for her to be champion of both. I mean,
Toni Storm has virtually been involved with this title since they had to vacate it off Jamie Hayter, and she won the title May 28th, 2023, virtually, Toni Storm has been involved with the title since in one way or another.
I may have just come up with the greatest angle of all time to run this back at next year's either Forbidden Door or one of the big pay-per-views. Okay. You have Athena win this match. She wins the title. Toni Storm disappears for a bit. She's got both championships. Random episode of Ring of Honor. Toni Storm shows up. Challenges not for the world title, but for the Ring of Honor world title. Wins the Ring of Honor world title off of her. Runs Ring of Honor for the rest of the year. They run it back at the next pay-per-view that they're both available for, with both of them being champions again. Reverse roles. And then we see what happens, you know?
And look, we know that they are very creative when it comes to booking Toni Storm, even without the Timeless. I mean, look at this. I mean,
what makes you think that I've forgotten?
Building up to that moment, right? And how we got there when she became the rookie again. She's incredible. I don't know. I just, it's so fucking hard. Oh, this is so difficult. I'm rooting Athena. I'm saying Toni Storm. Fuck. Don't like that. Okada versus Swerve for the Unified Championship.
Swerve's winning. Come on. Get it off Okada. Come on.
I don't think he's winning at all. Actually, I'm complete opposite. I think
Swerve's winning, and we're getting rid of this nonsense three title bullshit. Goodbye.
There's no nonsense. I think Okada's holding this fucking thing for a long time.
Until he retires?
I'll tell you what, dude. We only saw what? Okada without a title for 4 weeks, 5 weeks in AEW? Right?
Was it like written into the contract?
He won the title March 20th. It's less than that. When did he debut? Let me get the exact date for you here, because it was a Dynamite. 2 weeks. We've only seen Okada for 2 weeks without a championship in AEW. That's insane. But I do think he
retains.
What's
crazy is in that 2 weeks, people managed to say it felt like they were misusing Okada, which is insane. You know, like,
yeah, he's going to be in AEW as a champion longer than he's not. And honestly, I still think he's only doing the 3 years. So we're already halfway there. Look, I got Okada winning, new music, new gimmick, all of it. He's going to run this thing for a fucking minute. And the match is going to be incredible. Hurt Syndicate, Brodito, FTR, three-way tag team elimination match.
I'm just
match.
Mad at Okada right now. That's why I'm cursing him to lose his title, because I'm like, I'm over this. Come on, give me something meaningful with Okada, you know? Like,
not happening. They're going to make you care about this. The way it rolls. I don't think you do this big elaborate thing if you're not taking it off. And I honestly almost feel like Brodito's only in it, so Hurt Syndicate don't get pinned. There's a lot of weird rumors about all this. It's very uncomfortable. I don't like it, but I do think FTR are going to be champions.
What are the rumors? I actually haven't even heard them.
It's just so much shenanigans about MVP and all. I mean, think about the Max thing being dropped. There's a lot of stuff, and they never lose, et cetera, et cetera. It's a whole rabbit hole you can go down, but I got FTR winning, pinning Brodito. I don't know what's happening here. I hope it's not true, but there might be some chicanery afoot. Who do you got? FTR becoming, would this be?
Backstage time chance? Politicking has always been a thing in wrestling. It's even been a thing in AEW to the point, you know, to a point. But, like, it sucks if that's the case. Because I wouldn't imagine that if they lose those titles, that they're going to be around for much longer, you know? I really hope we're not stuck in two situations like that right now, where we have the Hurt Syndicate. They can't ever lose their titles because that's what's in their contract, right? Or something like that, right? And Okada also can't, maybe it's not in their contracts, any of the three, you know, three sets of individuals here, right? But like, maybe they are.
See, Okada
under some
is
kind
a thing
of handshake agreement where, yeah, like, I'm not losing, you know, unless it's like the
Okada
biggest,
feels like a,
you know,
thing of Tony really wants this living legend thing. And he wants to be treated as such. This feels like a Tony thing. Whereas I feel like Okada would be perfectly content wrestling, you know, for the six-man tag belts with the Young Bucks. But I think they really want to do this, you know, the 700-day New Japan title reign kind of thing with Okada in AEW and have his greatness be on another level, if you will. But You know, I'll give you the example I have from the Hurt Syndicate right now. The vibe I get from all these rumors, again, I don't necessarily believe a lot of it. But until I'm proven wrong, there's still a vibe in the air. It feels a lot like Miro. And the fact of, well, if we're going to lose, you're going to do it this way. And I hope all the bullshit's wrong. And, you know, maybe they win or maybe they, you know, whatever, get pinned by FTR or Brodito. But I got FTR winning. Again, I might be totally an idiot here because Brodito's clearly the hot one. But I don't, who do you got winning? Three time or one time? Or retain?
I mean, I don't see FTR running this gauntlet just to lose to Brodito and be the ones that get pinned, because we're not seeing the Hurt Syndicate pinned here. So
that's how it feels.
So
why have the three-way match?
I think I have FTR winning because that's the most money you can make out of this. Yeah. You know, so
again, there's a couple things that they've done to get in this pay-per-view that are
still hot right now. They're in the middle of some angles. Obviously, you have to wait till after. Well, no, Forbidden Door. They might have to take
Bucks
a week,
hot,
few weeks
Paragon's
off.
Hot.
You got to give them Jet a few Speed's weeks hot. Off. Christian, Jack Perry might be running experiments on fucking Killswitch, yep. You know, like
Edging Christian, the Matriarchy, all of it. It's there are so many tag teams going right now, and unfortunately, Private Party's the one that got killed along the way. So, fuck's sake,
Private Party got killed and thrown to the wolves. Have they even shown up anywhere?
They got their asses whooped by the Hurt Syndicate. They got
rematch. I mean, since they left,
that was it. They got the rematch, and that was it.
And then they're just good. They were gone after that. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm wondering. I wonder if they showed up anywhere since then. Like,
Last time I checked, cage match, they didn't even do any matches yet together. So
they must just main event here. Look at that call, then, huh?
Yeah, Golden Lovers, Darby Allin, Tanahashi, and Will Ospreay versus the Death Riders, Bucks, and Gabe Kidd. I'll preface it as this: we've already had Yub Nub of the Century, so
yeah, Death Riders losing can win here. In theory,
yeah,
right?
Death Riders losing it's not as big of a deal as if they were still holding all the gold.
I guess it could go both ways. Yeah, that case, Death Riders don't need to guaranteed win because they're not champions, right? And B, the other guys could also lose because they've just had the Yub Nub. So, yeah, I mean, I'm probably just going to go with good guys winning here because I don't know. It's the main event. It's lights out. Tanahashi. Will Ospreay's putting his life on the line, basically. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, like, yeah, probably the good guys win.
Yeah, I do agree. So, who's not on the show? Who are we missing? Takeshita, for sure. That's the glaring one, right? Paragon. Trying to think of who might get added.
Paragon is wild considering how much they've been on TV recently. Like, but, you know, whatever.
But hey.
I might have been scuttled because of Adam Cole. You know,
look,
like
if we want to find a really positive thing, because I think this does matter.
Yeah.
Both ROH World Champions are wrestling.
That is true.
So
both in title matches, even, you know, yeah.
I love that.
Which to some people, it's like, you shouldn't have your champions from a different promotion.
It's the like, Killswitch no, return match. We got Saber.
How hype were you when that came? I know we should save that for the show, but how hype
I couldn't
were you
believe
when
it.
Fuck. The last thing we heard was he was dying. Basically, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Double lungs, like pneumonia, ventilators.
Couldn't even fucking tell. I mean, he was like a little slower, but he was never like the most, like, he wasn't the fastest big dude in the company anyway. I would say he was probably closer to like, I don't know, like The Undertaker than like fucking Wardlow, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of his speed, you know what I mean? He was fast, don't get me wrong, and he could throw those good kicks, but I mean, if he's, it actually might work better for his like Frankenstein-y kind of character going on if it's a little stiffer, you know what I mean? Like,
he's unbelievably athletic. All right, guys, thank you so much for checking this out. And we'll see you Sunday night, Monday morning for others, for Forbidden Door post-game fucking suckfest. Yeah,
I wonder if we're going to get Dart for that one. We've had him for most of the pay-per-views this year, so let's see if we can get it again.
I think it's happening. I think so. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.